This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to this brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. In episode 68, we are ranking the Indiana Jones franchise from 1981 all the way to 2008. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, so we're going to get right into this because there's four movies, and we're going to have two lists between mine and Nate. And now, we don't know whose is going to be right because in this place, actually, there's no right or wrong because this is our opinions of what these movies' listings are. So with that said, Nate, let's take it away. Let's start it off with number four.
Number four. Well, this is kind of obvious in my opinion. Now, you know, if you've listened to all the episodes, you've heard us talk about these movies. I think number four is obvious. It does have to be Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. While we somewhat defended this film, that does not mean it is better than any of the other ones. Because the first three are essentially a perfect trilogy. And then this is a fourth movie that's not quite as good, but not terrible. I had to rank it fourth. It's just not as good as the first three. But I still kind of like it. I like it as a quadrilogy or whatever. It works. But yeah, that's my number four, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, look, you know what? Let's just go right into it. My number four is, of course, the Crystal Skull, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull from 2008. Now, again, now this doesn't mean that this is the worst movie to me. It's just that it has to be there has to be a number four, and this one has to be. Yeah, so with that said, let's go to number three.
So I think from here on out, we're not going to have the same. I don't foresee us having the same ranking from here till one.
Yeah.
So my number three is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That is my number three. Now, we have to rank. It's like you just said, Alex. There has to be a four. There has to be a three. There has to be a two.
Yeah.
Now, it's okay. I love the movie. It's great. It's a great movie. It's a fun time. I just had more gripes with it than I did the other two movies. If you remember, I thought the story was kind of too random, too much coincidence. Like, just randomly fall into this adventure. I don't like that as much. I hate Willie. Willie automatically marks it down for me. I hate that character. Everything else I love. I love Short Round. Great set pieces. Indy, Harrison Ford. Great. But it has to be my number three. I know it's not your number three, so please let everyone know what your number three is.
All right. Well, you know what? In the words of Short Round, hold on to your potatoes. Because my number three is 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And now, I did rate it as a perfect overall. I did give it a perfect score in terms of storyline. But again, all these ratings and rankings, you guys could listen to it on previous episodes. We're not going to break it all down. We're just going to give you summaries of each of these movies. So with that said, with Raiders of the Lost Ark, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. But I think just the other two had more of the adventures that I enjoyed with. Now these, again, I still love the first one. Don't get me wrong. But to me, it's not as stronger as it, when I was a kid, as the other ones. So with that said, look, Nate, number two.
Yeah, these rankings are basically our favorites.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Because, you know, Citizen Kane is a 10 out of 10 movie. But I bet you'd rather watch Ghostbusters than Citizen Kane. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
We're not simply ranking them by the greatness of them. We're ranking them by how much we like them. My number two is, you know what? I have a feeling we might have the same number two. And we might have just flip-flopped on one and three. My number two is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I think it's the second best movie, obviously. It's the one I think it's the most similar to Raiders out of the whole franchise. I don't want to say anything else, but yeah, I think The Last Crusade was a lot of fun. Sean Connery's great. Willie's not in it, which was a plus. And yeah, it has great action scenes. Great action scenes, a good adventure story. Great time. I love it. That's my number two.
Yeah, look, my number two, and Nate said that we were never going to have the same movie in the same spot. But yeah, I will. In this movie, my number two is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade from 1989. I mean, look, hands down, everyone would always want to go on an adventure with their dads. And this movie, is the highlight of this film. He got to do an adventure with his father before he passes away. And it is awesome. But with that said, you guys, again, want to catch our review on that. There's going to be links at the end of the video or in the description. You guys can check it out. Now, Number one.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. So we pretty much put each other's one at three, which is rude, but it is what it is. Yeah, no, my number one is the OG, 1981's Raiders of the Lost Ark. I called it perfect film. I stand by that. I gave it a five. I didn't give it the 25 because we have to score villain. I just, in the grand scheme, I don't really care that much. It's not, these movies are not based on villains per se. So, you know, to me, it doesn't matter, but I love Raiders. It introduced the world to maybe the greatest adventure hero of all time.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford. And I had a conversation with another friend of mine who I work with on another podcast. He made a bold statement and I couldn't really argue it. And he's a diehard Star Wars fan. And he said he actually thinks Harrison Ford is better as Indiana Jones than he is as Han Solo. And I said, wow, that is a great conversation. And I think it's a valid one you can make. He owns this character, and it starts off in this first movie right off the bat. He is Indiana Jones, and it's a great movie. One of the best movies ever.
Yeah, look, the only thing I could counteract with that is the fact that Harrison Ford as Han Solo never got solo films with Han. Because if he did, I think that would have been a great debate between those two characters. But as of right now, he's absolutely right. Indiana Jones will be the best character I think the guy ever put on a suit or
point.
A hat. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good one. With that said, my number one is Temple of Doom
round.
From 1984. Look, you cannot go wrong with this movie. I love dark movies. That's one of my pet peeves. And this one is super dark. It is the darkest, like I said it, even in the review. This is the most darkest movie out of all the movies that we just reviewed on this podcast. And I love it. Short Round is an amazing sidekick. Willie, she's a little annoying. But even the cameo of Dan Aykroyd in this movie, loved it. We got a Ghostbusters in Temple of Doom in the beginning. If you guys didn't catch that, he's when Harrison Ford is running away from Lil Chow. I hope I said his name right. He's going into the plane. Dan Aykroyd is the one who got him that plane,
the
cargo
guy.
Plane. Yeah, he's like, Dr. Jones.
They never do a close up on him. That's why you don't know. And this was the same year as Ghostbusters, no? 84 or 85?
Ghostbusters 1 came out. Yeah. Same year.
Same year. Look at that.
Yeah, so that was a little cameo. So, again, that is pretty awesome. Look, that is our rankings. Raiders of the Lost Ark for Nate. Temple of Doom for myself. And, of course, you guys, if you enjoyed this video, please hit that like button. If you want to follow Nate over on his Instagram account, please check out Nate Flix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, follow us on Instagram is Action Movie Guys Podcast. And of course, you want to take us on the go. All you got to do is search Action Movie Guys on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And then, of course, in terms of YouTube, if you're new to the channel, subscribe, hit the like button, hit those notification bells. So anytime we drop rankings or new episodes or random action movie episodes, you guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
And this episode belongs in a museum. Later.